Well, this was Saturday, April 20th, 2024. First game for these two teams on League One Ontario. The revision of the bringing back the League Cup for the first time in quite a few years. And we have Pickering played the Borough. And although the Borough is like a brand new team, Pickering has been missing for a while. And I have head coach Adrian Field. And the first question I'll ask is what his feelings are in tonight's game.
Do you know what? I think the Borough came out. They made quite an event of the evening, and they had a lot of support, and yes, they rose to the occasion. So kudos to them, and well done for a good performance.
Right. Okay. Well, you guys were pretty competitive there, and it's just like you just I know you got behind 2-0, but 2-1, you could have scored earlier, and then at the very end you had a few chances. Could have tied it straight to penalties, I hear. Maybe I'll think of it later and was glad that I didn't freeze to death. But it actually felt a bit warmer later. So, talking about Pickering being back in the league after missing a year, tell us, maybe it's not so well known, why you were missing, and I know about the stadium collapse, but there was a lot more to it.
Yeah, so Pickering is one of the founding clubs in League One. They've been a part of the organization since inception. Yes. Unfortunately, due to the collapse of the dome via that snowstorm, they had to reprioritize some finances and take a year off.
Yes.
So, you know, the management and myself are really thrilled to be back in the competition for the 2024 season.
Yeah. And so at the championship level, so that is, there's 10 teams in there fighting to try and get to the premiership. What do you, is that the goal for your team?
Yeah, so I think we're a new team, so I think you know, there's a lot of stabilization that needs to take place, and we'll take it one game at a time. But would we love a chance at the premiership? I mean, who wouldn't, right? So we'll be competing for that, definitely.
Great. And it's not like a new team. It's a new team like in soccer. The generations just turn over so quickly. Honestly, I didn't recognize anyone from what I remembered, like the pre-COVID era, of course. Now, where are these players are coming from? Locals you know, college kids and
yeah,
that?
Yeah, well, you know, I think Toronto in general, the GTA, it's so cosmopolitan. And so there are a number of people who are Pickering natives, but there are also individuals who are traveling, you know, north and south on the 404, across the 401, on the two lanes of the Gardiner. So we're really a cosmopolitan team, I'd say, from across the GTA.
Yeah.
I'm proud to say so, yeah.
And, of course, with all the development, that Pickering's getting bigger and bigger. So
definitely, yeah, the condos are being there shortly. Yeah.
Okay. Now, you've had, even while you were gone, I was reading about your clubs being in all these tournaments, youth tournaments, and doing so well. And then you always, every week, I'm reading about scholarships so-and-so's committed to, you know, university of this, university of that, college of this. Is that like a plan to you know, push kids into that?
Definitely. I think Pickering has one of the strongest youth programs. While they may not be the largest, they're certainly the largest in reputation. Some great players have graduated, and that trend is looking like it long may continue, because there are numerous talented players coming through the system with very bright futures.
Okay. And so, yes, so your home games this year, I didn't really look closely. Are they, you can play at the Pickering Soccer Center again? And your other place was at that
Kinsman Park.
Field. Kinsman Park, yes.
Yeah.
There
so we're one of the few teams in the league, I think, that boasts a grass field as our home field. So when that opens up in a few short weeks, we'll be happy to be outside. And, of course, we have the lovely home at the Pickering Dome.
So, and it's mostly the... it's when the weather warms up, you'll be outside. So you have the... I guess you can cross back and forth. Well, there's no playoffs, but...
Well, the grass. I mean, the grass needs to be ready. Yeah. That's
true.
Really,
that's right. Yep. Some places can't play that. So, I'll say, well, good luck. Thanks for talking to me. And we'll see you later in the year.